an on-time God. Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56. Having been rejected with shouts of, "Leave us alone, go away," by the people in the surrounding region of the Gadarenes, Jesus and the disciples returned to Capernaum. On the seashore, there are crowds of people waiting for him and anticipating his arrival. Gladly, they welcome Jesus as he steps out of the boat. Luke tells us, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, a man of prestige and dignity. He has a look of determination, and with stamina of purpose, he stands out from the crowd as he fixes his gaze upon Jesus." Most of the religious leaders and men of nobility of that day had nothing but contempt for Jesus, but not all of them. There was Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the council, the Roman centurion who came to Jesus on behalf of his servant, and now here comes Jairus, a ruler of the Jews. As he moves and maneuvers through the crowd, you can visualize the people parting to give way and make room for this highly respected man. And then, maybe it was not so much because of his position, but because of the serious look on his face and his gait of determination to get to Jesus, Jairus was a man moving with purpose. In the presence now of Jesus, he gives no order or command. He does not say, "Hey, you see who I am?" No, he does not try to gain special privilege or use as a bargaining tool his title. Jairus instead falls down in humility at the feet of Jesus and begs him to come to his house. It is with pain and grief that he says, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she will live." A dying 12-year-old daughter, his only daughter, has Jairus totally crushed and heartbroken. Nothing but agony is upon his face and a burdensome weight of emotional pain. It is a very sad scene. We can all be sympathetic to this man, Jairus, broken, kneeling at Jesus' feet. In response, Jesus does not shun or push Jairus away. He goes with him to his house. But as they move, the crowd follows, pushing and pressing. The crowd is not malicious in any way, and they did not protest. But we know that Jairus, out of his desperate need, wants the crowd to get out of the way. Jairus wants Jesus to get to his daughter without delay. And then, to top it all, Jesus stops to address and converse with a woman in need. What must Jairus have been thinking? What would you have been thinking? But praise be to God, Jesus arrives at Jairus' house, heals the daughter, and heals Jairus' broken heart. The Lord may not come when we want him to, but he is always on time. We have an on-time God.